Hey there, and welcome to episode 211 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today is the start of Hodgepodge Week, where we're taking a look at five random topics. We're going to start by looking at that quintessential novel on slavery in the pre-Civil War South, Aunt Phyllis's Cabin? Alright, so Aunt Phyllis's Cabin wasn't quintessential. Uncle Tom's Cabin was. The book not only helped spark the Civil War in the United States, but also caused a stir overseas among the serf populations in Europe. Now, Southerners weren't just gonna sit idly by while some Yankee author belittled their God-given right to strip the very humanity from their slaves. In response to the novel, a whole genre of books called anti-Tom novels cropped up in the South during the mid-1800s. The most famous and notorious of these books was called Aunt Phyllis's Cabin, or Southern Life as It Is, by Mary Eastman. Eastman's novel is typical of the slaveholding South, containing much of the rhetoric thrown around on the national stage about, for example, how the Bible supposedly supports slaveholding and how slaves in the South are better off than workers in the North, which is actually a surprisingly legitimate argument, which doesn't say much about the industrial North at the time. Certainly was oppression of a different sort up there. The story shows kind, gentle slave owners and their slaves who are so loyal to them because of their benevolent treatment. This is, of course, crock, but the South loved it. The book sold tens of thousands of copies during its time, and was one of only one of several books of its type, such as the 1853 book, Uncle Robin in His Cabin in Virginia, and Tom Without One in Boston. Thanks for tuning in to episode 211 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Hodgepodge Week by answering a burning question that I know is eating away at you. What is the difference between an English and an American detective?